Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, brand new Masechta. We get Masechas Nida Daf Beis. We're rolling right on top at the Mishnah. Shamay Omer. We have a very interesting rear machlokes between actual Shamay and actual Hillel. We have plenty of machlokes between their Talmidim, Beis Shamay, the Yeshiva of Shamay and Beis Hillel, but between the Rebbeim themselves, Shamay and Hillel, there are only three times in Shas that they had any disagreement. It's mentioned in the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Yudal Rebbeis, and one of those three is our Mishnah. So Shammai says like this, if a woman notices blood coming out of her guf, so instead of the meraglaim, she notices a trickle of dam. So that will change her status twofold. First of all, regarding transmitting tumah, if she touches something, truma or kachim or even regular items, she transmits tumah to those items. She has a status of an av hatumah, a source of tumah, until she is tovel in a mikveh and purifies herself. Now, back in the day, the system entailed just simply waiting 7 days. So she sees dam. Today is number one. Tomorrow is number two. There's no need to make examinations. Even if she has dam all throughout, as long as 7 days have passed, she's tovel and she's tar. But nowadays we are machmer because that is true regarding a nida. An isha who sees dam has the status of a nida, but there's a more advanced stage of being a nida, which is a zava. So if she's during that point in the month where the days are considered the yemei ziva. So basically, if she notices dam today, for the next 7 days, these are yemei nida, past which are called yemei ziva. So potentially, she can turn into a zava if she has dam during those days. And then it's an entirely different system. She sees dam for 2 days in a row, certainly 3 days in a row. In that case, she has to ensure that she's clean, free of any dam, for 7 days. Shiva nakiyim, after which she's tovel, etc. So because today we don't have the exact, we don't have a handle on them, the exact scheduling, the exact type of different colors, all kinds of complicating factors, which might throw us off. Therefore, the Chachamim instituted. In fact, the Gemara says, "Bnois Yisrael, Jewish women have accepted upon themselves a tremendous stringency. That anytime they see a droplet of blood, they assume themselves to be a zava, which necessitates 7 days of examination." Shiva Nekim, to ensure there's no dam at all, after which she's tovel and she's tar. So if a woman notices blood out of her guf, she becomes a nida with respect to being a source and a transferer of tumah. Number two, regarding her status vis-a-vis her husband, she can have relations with her husband during the time of nida. Interestingly, the word nida, it's like nud, nava nud, right? By Cain, distance. He was sent into exile. So the shirish nun dalet. If you attach all kinds of letters to it, it will have the same, very similar meaning. You have nida, you have nadad. So instead of nida with a hey, you switch the hey for a dalet. Very similar effect. Nadad. He was exiled. Nadad. You have nidach. Lo yidach mimenu nidach, thrown away. You have all kinds of nidash, right? Nidash threshed, right? Just like broken up. So the term nida and its sheirish nun dalet denote distancing, separation, right? Main nida. You sprinkle it, you spray it, right? So separation, distancing, which reflects her status vis-a-vis her husband, while she is in the status of nida. Now, what happens if she sees this dam? She's tummy going forward, that's for sure. Shall we be concerned that perhaps that dam was already present somewhere in her guf, in the bayis achitzan, as Rashi calls it, the external chamber, even though it hadn't really left the isha, but once it reaches the bayis achitzan, she's already tummy? How do we know? Maybe it was there for a while. Says the Mishnah, Shame, Omer, we're not concerned. Kol anashim, all women. The Gemara will explain that the term all women covers any type of isha, whether or not she has a set time where she experiences this dam, she has a set period, or not. She sees randomly. Either way, kol anashim dayam. It is sufficient for them to be concerned about sha'atan, their moment. Meaning, as soon as they discover the dam, status change. But we don't have to go back in time and apply that status to her retroactively. Hilleimer, Ipkidilipkida, we do have to be concerned going back. Perhaps this blood was already there in the bayis achitzon, even though it wasn't visible from the outside, but it was there and she had a status change. So we have to go back until her last time she made a personal examination. So let's say today is Sunday. The most recent examination was last Sunday. She's tamei backwards, retroactively, from now to last Sunday. Of course, past last Sunday, she's okay. Because when she examined herself at that point, she had confirmed that she was tar. But from then till today, maybe she had dam in her guf, and she was metame. Anything she touched and she handled. B'kida l'b'kida. From one examination, going back to the previous examination. Even if it's many days in between. Let's take a look at Rashi inside, the top Rashi. Shama Imer. Kol anashim dayin she'otam. Imras adam. She notices blood out of her guf. Daylonu im tetame truma v'taharos. It's sufficient for us. If we consider her a catalyst for tuma, for, you know, touching truma and other taharos, shetiga b'hem, which she touches, v'shashri v'hilch. Starting from when she noticed the dam onward. Well, I mean, we don't say just like you discovered the dam now in her outer chamber. She would have checked, you know, yesterday. She would have discovered there blood there too. Because the do on the walls of the womb area held it back. We know that as a fact later in the Afmem. That as soon as there's dam in that outer chamber, she's tummy. We're not concerned. Gemara later will explain why Shammai is not concerned. In fact, Gemara will give us many reasons, four in total, why we only go from now forward. Hillel, on the other hand, goes back. Mipkida lepkida. But ka'atzim bechad b'shabbos. She checked herself on Sunday. Umat sasa tahira. And she found herself to be okay. So far, so good. But the next Wednesday, she discovers dam. Chai, she no concern. The matame, she's matame, me sofik. On account of that sofik, call taharis. She just ask a man any items which she had been involved with. Mishas, bedika, sechad, b'shabbos. From Sunday until Wednesday. Why? The shema, perhaps. Im silok yodea, as soon as she removed her hand, meaning as soon as she completed that examination on Sunday, dam trickled into the area. Rasa. Because the Beis HaRech, we do, which were held up by the walls of the Beis HaRech. Bafil Yamim Harbi, says Rashi, Bein B'dikul Yushayim L'Shni, even if there are many days passed between the first and the second examination, Tamin and Kol HaTaharis and Saskal B'hen, we consider all the Taharis Tamei, Bein time between those two events. Aval Hanachtam Kam B'dikul Kamais, but of course, whatever happened before the initial examination, Taharis, of course they're Tahar. Because she confirmed herself to be Torah at that point. Because at that point, she examined herself and she was okay. And now Tosfos points out, the top Tosfos, he says, based on the Gemara later, that of course, when we go back in time, it's only with respect to Kachim and Truma, because it's a Chumah Midrabanan. So only matters of Truma and Kachim, which have higher standards, they were concerned that perhaps it was done, but regarding regular, you know, plain material like Chulin, all agree, daya sha'at. It's sufficient for her to be concerned going forward and not going back. So far we have two shittes. Shammai, who says, from now forward, no going back. And Hillel says, go back until the most recent examination, even if it transpired ages ago. V'chacham, you know what, we'll take a middle approach, a compromise. Not daya sha'at like Shammai, and not going back to the recent examination, which could have been a week ago. We're not that concerned. 24 hours, or the most recent examination, whichever window of time is shorter. We're not going to be so strict like Hillel. Rashi says, it's too strict for us. To say that, so many days ago, it's hard to envision that the Beis HaRechem would hold back the blood for so long. So we're not going to go that far back. But look at the Brezen, nor are we going to go like Shammai, Shemekel Yosef Medai, says Rashi. Too lenient for us. Elo, rather, what's the golden root? Neis Leis. 24 hours. Mema Etis. That will shorten Aliyad. Aliyad, Rashi says, like the power. It will shorten the time frame of Mepkita Lepkita. So in our example, it was Sunday to Sunday. A week long? No. Meis Leis will shorten that to 24 hours. Vice versa. Let's say she had a most recent examination within the last 24 hours. That will shorten the power of Meis Leis. So whichever time frame is shorter. Ma'etis Aliyad Meis Leis. Okay, so that's part A of the Mishnah. A woman, even if she does not have a vest, Shammai says, no worry. Dayashat. She's telling me only going forward. Hillel says, all the way back to the most recent examination, Chacham say, either that or 24 hours, whichever one is shorter. Part B of the Mishnah speaks about an Isha who has a vest. She has a set time, an established track record. Rashi says it happened 3 times. She has a pattern that she sees on the 20th day of a month. In that case, all agree. There's no concern prior to that moment. Kol Isha she'esh lo vest. She has a set, established track record, a pattern, a schedule where she sees the dam, dayashata. In her case, of course, it's sufficient for her to be concerned only from the moment of discovery. Rashi says she was poedic herself on the day of the vest, and she discovered herself to have dam. Okay, she's telling me from now going forward, that's it, dayashot. Another example, we all agree that the concern is minimized by Meshameshes Be'edim, a woman who had relations with her husband. And the aid is a cloth, so she made some sort of examination prior. So even though it's not such a comprehensive examination like a standard examination, has the same status of examination and it can shrink the time frame. So if it took place recently, even if it's within 24 hours, she need not be concerned past that point, going back past that point. It will shrink, it will override Aliyah, the power of Meis Leis. It will shorten the time of the Meis Leis, or the Mepkida Lepkida, which, as we said, was a week-long time, week-long, period, time frame. So since she was Meshamesh Be'edim, as she says, she was biting herself with an aid, with a sadim, with a cloth, before and after relations with her husband, that counts like a bedika, and she need not be concerned going back past that point. Ketza Daya Sha'ata, the term Daya, it is sufficient for her to be concerned Sha'ata, from that moment onward. How does that play out? Let's say she's sitting on a bed, which was their practice. They would sit on beds and do their things, but Asuka with Taharis, she was touching items which are Tahar. Upirsha. She left the bed. Virasa. At that moment, she notices them. Hit may be Taharis. Of course, she's telling me, but those items, those strawberries that she was checking, are okay. Even though it was a minute ago, doesn't matter. One more point. Says the Mishnah, Afal Bisha Amru Matam Meis Leis. So although the Chachamim are concerned going back within 24 hours, that's only a Chumrah. Midrabbanan. We're concerned perhaps, maybe, so we give her Tumah status from then. But regarding counting, regarding establishing a count, as we said before, there's a count of 7 days of Nida. When does the count start? What's considered her first day? She will only count from now. Ela Mishal Shiras, from the moment of seeing. This is the first day, not the prior day, even though it's within 24 hours. That's only a chumrah. So we sort of have it both ways. On the one hand, we say, well, machmer, regarding strawberries that she touched 18 hours ago. But regarding initiating her nida count, this is the first day, not then. Because Minat Torah. You can only work with what you see. She saw Dam now. Now is the first day. Okay, so the Mishnah pretty much had two discussions. We had an Isha, Sheyesh Lavest. In that case, all agree Daya Sha'ata. The concern is only going forward. And Isha Sheyesh Lavest, where we had a Machlekes. Shammai says, going forward only. Hillel says, going way back to the most recent Pekida. Chacham say, either that or Meis Leis, whichever one is short. Now the obvious question is, my time with the Shammai. Why is it that Shammai is not concerned about going back? What about the fact that the Dam could have been there before she noticed it? Because Sarah, he holds, Hamei Dishal Chaskasa. Place the Isha on her track record, meaning she was to her, let's presume her status remains that way until proven otherwise. She was to her until proven otherwise. You can't just speculate and make her a tummy. Hillel, he disagrees. True. When do we apply chazak to an item or to a person? That's only hecha de lesle re'usa bigufei. There's nothing inherent within the person that's causing the problem. There's no re'usa, there's no issue coming from the person itself. Rather, he would be affected by some kind of external factor, to which we say, look, until it arrives, until we know it happened, we don't need to assume, we don't need to speculate. You're okay, you keep on being okay until we know otherwise. Ah, well, it's a bye-bye woman. It's built into the system. She's going to have a period sometime, somewhere. It's a regular mode. It's regular practice. So here you can't say, well, she was tar, she'll continue to be tar. We know there's going to be some change. Aval itisa, we turn to our base. Keep on. She's seeing it based on her goof. Rashi says, mo'edes uregila hilakach. It's a regular thing for her to see. Ein lachas kastar, you can't apply kastar. It's going to change sometime. So once we see that it happened, you certainly have to be concerned that maybe it happened a day ago, maybe it happened a week ago. And it was just stuck there. Unnoticed. Mm-hmm. We can't say ukma achaskasa, place her on her chazaka, and therefore there's reason for concern. Okay, so again, Anisha has done. Shama says concern is only going forward. There's no concern going back at all. Why? So going to this pshat, chazkas tahara compels us to say she keeps her tahara status until confirmed otherwise. Hillel challenges this chazaka in this instance because it's something which is slated for change. It's got to change sometime. And once we see it changed, we got to be concerned that perhaps it happened a while ago. The Gemara will pose three kashas. First from the mikvah, which was found to be missing and invalid. Next we have a case of wine which was used for truma and was discovered to be vinegar. And then we have a case of a mavi, an alleyway, street where they found these sherets. In all three, we have a problematic element in front of us, very similar to the dam that the Isha discovers. And the question is, how far back do we go? How long has it been here? And in all three, we will see that we are concerned going back. Now we'll pose a question. Certainly on Shammai, who says that by dam, we need not go back in time. Ask the Gemara. Umay shnami mikvah. The first kasha is from the mikvah. It's not by the Mishnah. Mikvah shenim dam nemtachaser. So the mashkiach went to check the mikvah. It's meant to be full to the brim. 40 sa'a. It's found to be missing. Only 38. So you can't use it for tevila. And what happens with all the tevilas that occurred in the last week? And the items that he touched based on that tevila? Says the Mishnah called Taharis. All items of Taharis and Nasu Agaba, which were handled based on the Tefillah and the Mikvah of Mafreya, going back in time. Bein Birshus HaRabim, Bein Birshus HaYachid, whether Rashi says the Mikvah was in a public area, where typically that provides a mitigating factor. We know that when there's a suffix regarding Tumah in the street, you're Tahar. In this case, there's no difference. Whether location is not a factor, Rashi says, because it's not a suffix. The Gemara later will tell us, has a din of a vadai. We see a confirmed, definite issue in front of us. So whether it relates to Shasarabim, Beim Shasarabim, Beim Shasayachad, or private air, or Tumeis, all those items are Tumei. This Mishnah will pose a double question. How? Because L'Shamai, according to Shammai, he says, in the case of the Nida, we need not go back in time at all. And here we say we do. Kashi L'Mafre, it's a Kashi on the fact that here we go back in time. Instead of saying, well, let's presume the mikvah was okay the way it was until now, and it's only not okay going forward. No. We validate all the taharis. Going back in time, we're very concerned that perhaps this issue was already present for a while. That's a kasha on Shammai. The Hillel kasha Bade. Likewise, a kasha on Hillel as well, because even according to Hillel, we go back in time. And when the Isha finds her dam today, we say, oh, you got to go back. Yechashish from the last, you know, examination. That's only suffix. In fact, we only apply it to Truma, Vekachim, which have higher standards. We don't definitively consider it to be Tamei. And here in the Mishnah we say, everything is Tamei L'Mafreya until, you know, the last time the mikvah was checked. Little Kashi Vaday. And the more explained, the Ilumei Esleisha Benida, because with the case of the Nida, although we do go back Meis Leis for 24 hours, and according to Hillel, even more than that, we go back to the last Pekida Toivim. We considered a suffix. So whatever Truma she touched, we put it in limbo. We don't say it's certainly Tamei, we just can't eat it. Like Eichon, we can't eat it, we don't burn it. Because after all, it's just a suffix. But here by the Mikvah, Tuma Vadai, we apply a definite Tuma. So it's a double kasha. First, we see that we do go back, and we go back definitively. Says the Gemara, you know why mikvah is worse than the case of nida? Hasam over there by the mikvah, mishum deikla mema, because we can apply the idea of chazaka hamid tameh chaskas. Say, look, who needed the mikvah? A person who was tameh. He had a chaskas tuma. He had an established status of tuma. We have to assume that that status remained intact. We have to say loy tava. We have to assume that he did not have a successful tevila. So he had a factor against him before he even went into this mikvah. He was tame, as opposed to the isha, who did not have a cheskas tuma. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, well, if anything, why don't you look at the mikvah, which had a status of kosher, before you discovered it to be missing. So there you have a factor in favor as well. Adrabah, Hamid Mikvah Chaskasai, place the mikvah on its own track record. Ve'em aloi chaser. And you can argue and say, well, it was not missing until, you know, right now when it was discovered to be missing. Her chasel fanech, what do you mean? It's missing in front of you. So the facts on the table are pointing to the fact that the mikvah is chaser. And therefore we have a right to assume, to speculate that this condition has been present for a while. Well, Hachanami, so then let's jump back to the Nida. You're saying that the mikvah is worse because of these factors. Well, this factor that you just referred to exists by the Nida as well. Look, there's Dam right here, which should lead us to speculate that it was there for a while. Hachanami here as well, by the woman. I read Dam al-Fanach, I have Dam in front of you. No, Ashtu l'chazoi, she experienced it now. Sure, it's here. It just arrived. Oh, Hachanami, here's all by the mikvah. Let's go back to the mikvah. Hashtu d'chaser. It's missing now. Yeah, but maybe it just happened. Hachayash, I could compare. Hasam by the mikvah, it's a gradual process. It's a slow leak. It doesn't just pop out at once. Hasam, maybe you can clearly say that chaser va'asa. Chaser va'asa. It's missing as it's going. It's missing. Meaning it's a slow, gradual process. It didn't just let go of a gallon of water at once. There must have been some sort of leak. So if it's missing now, it's very likely that it's been missing for quite a while. But by the woman, could you say that she's experiencing chazoi, she sees, she experiences dam as an ongoing, gradual process? No, let's assume that the dam just arrived and she was okay until Oh, my Kushi, what do you mean to ask? Dilma Hagas, Hagas Chazisim, maybe the woman as well. Hagas means it was like a build-up, a gradual build-up until it spurted out. It can very well have been a gradual process that began a while ago. So it's sort of stuck. We don't have any, you know, differentiating factors between Nida and Mikvah. So back to the question, why by Nida? We either do not go back in time at all, according to Shammai, or a suffix at most. Whereas by the Mikvah, we go back in time and we make everything tame. Says the Gemara, you know why? Hosam ikat tartilir yusa. By the Mikvah, you have two factors against you, two negative elements. It's two against one. Over there you have two, as opposed to the Nida, it's only one element. Hacha ikat lir yusa. Over here, you only have one negative element. By the Nida, all you have is the Dam. Dam lefanecha. Whereas by the Mikvah, A, you have the missing Mikvah in front of you, and B, the person who used the Mikvah had a Cheskas Tumah. There's a reason why he was Tumah, he was Tumah. So on account of the person, we have a Reusa, we have a negative element, and on account of the Mikvah as well. So pairing them together generates a compelling basis to speculate, and in fact to confirm halachically that the mikveh could not provide the goods. We assume that the mikveh was chaser for a while, and that tefillah was unsuccessful. And we go back in time until a point in time where we can definitively confirm that the mikveh was okay. As opposed to the dam of the isha, all you have is the single element, the single factor of the presence of the dam. More than that, you don't have. Because the Isha did not have a Cheskas Tumah until now, nor did the items that she touched, they were okay. So there's no reason to apply the same stringency as we do by Mikvah. So that explains why, according to Shammai, we don't go back in time at all by the Nida. And even according to Hillel, it's only Misafik. Next question. What about the, why is it different than the barrel? What happened by the barrel? The sound of the brisa, are you biting as a chalas? He is mafreshaleh truma v'haylach. So this fellow was a wine drinker, and he knew that, you know, wine which he buys in the street, which is which he gets from places which have not done the truma and maser, or his own wine that he produces. He wants to take off truma and maser, but instead of doing it, you know, one bottle at a time, he sets aside a reserve bottle on account. A reserve barrel. He says, look, whenever I get a hold of a tevel, instead of doing the truma from each bottle, I'm going to sort of deduct. I'm going to have, you know, a barrel, a credit barrel, and I'll use that as truma on all these bottles. That's great. Great system. Except that you have to make sure that your wine stays wine. It doesn't spoil, because once it turns vinegar, it's not suitable for truma on wine. Rashi brings, it's a sheet of Rebbe back in Bava Basra, who says that wine and vinegar are two different types, two different things. You can't do truma from one on the other. So initially he checked the barrel, the content, and it was okay. Later on, after, you know, using it for truma and many other, he went back to check the barrel, found it to be vinegar. What now? So certainly going forward, he can't use it as truma. What about going back? How long ago did this happen? Which would invalidate the process, the truma and the maser, going forward from that, you know, from that time going forward. So he examined the content of the barrel. In order to use it for an ongoing, you know, truma separation system. And a while later, he had discovered it to be vinegar. It's called Gimel Yamim. So the 3 days, Rashi brings two shittas. One shita says, meaning for the past 3 days, Vadai, it's confirmed to be vinegar, because it takes 3 days for it to be really be vinegar. So if it's proper vinegar today, it must have been that way for the last 3 days. So the process must have already started 3 days ago, and certainly, last 3 days, whatever happened, any truma that he did on account of the wine turned vinegar is not, it doesn't count. But going back beyond that point, 4 days ago, 5 days ago, a month ago, Mikan Ve'ilach, past that point, is Suffolk. You don't know? What do you do when you have a Suffolk Truma? Rashi brings, you have to redo the Truma. Fine. So once again, we have a Kasha. Kasha L'Shamay. Now, this is only a Kasha L'Shamay. This very much fits with the Chachamim, that you do go back in time and you apply a Suffolk status. But according to Shamay, we never go back in time by the Nida. Why is this different? So the Gemara will pretty much go through the very similar steps to the previous discussion and conclude with the idea of two against one. Says the Gemara, "Hasam Shindikal Amei Muhammad Tavach Haskasa." The reason by the barrels because he was attempting to absolve the Tevel, right? He bought a bottle of Tevel, so there's a Cheskas Tevel, and therefore we have to maintain that status until proven otherwise. Ve'emar, we have to say, it wasn't fixed, it wasn't corrected, it wasn't addressed. He was trying to address a Tevel, so until you can confirm that he did a valid, halachically valid process, you can't change its status. And that fact is unique to the Tevel, which doesn't apply by the Isha. Adram, just the opposite. Hamed Yad Nechaskasev, Emer Lehichmetz. Look at the wine sitting in that credit barrel. It had been confirmed as wine initially. Let's assume it retained that status. It did not sour. What do you mean? Arechmetz Lefanecha. You see sour wine in front of you. Hachanam Yerdam Lefanecha. Okay, so then by the Isha as well, you see blood right here. Let's assume it was here for a while. No, Ashtod Chazoy. She saw it now. She experienced it now. Not beforehand. Well, also Nami Ashtu Dehechmetz, there by the wine as well. Who says turned vinegar a week ago? It's a current, the new development. Oh, Yashta, how could you compare? There it's a gradual process. Hasim Ikalameh, but there you can certainly speculate that Hechmetz Va'asa, it's slowly developed into vinegar. Hachim Ikalameh, Chasoy Va'asoy, Chasoy Va'asoy. By the woman. You don't say that. Ikalameh, Chasoy Va'asoy. It was a gradual experience. Yeah, my kushi, what do you mean to ask? Maybe she saw it gradually. It was a build-up until it came out. So the Gemara, once again, it's two against one. Contrast to the story of the vinegar, you have two elements in the negative. A, you have the vinegar in front of you. B, the wine that you're trying to address was established as tevel until proven otherwise. So you have two factors. Therefore, it is reason for concern, as opposed to the Isha, where it's only a single factor, the presence of dam, which you don't know when it developed. And therefore, we're here, going to Shammai, we need not be concerned going back in time. Now, before we get to the third kasha from the Sheretz, the Gemara will sort of take a tangent here to analyze, to sort of compare the previous discussion. We have two very similar phenomena. We have the case of the missing mikvah, where we apply tumah retroactively, going back, tumah vadai, versus the case of the barrel, the chavis, where although we're concerned going back in time, but only a suffix. What's the difference? Verami, now we can challenge, we can ask a kasha between the chavis and the mikvah. Maishnah hacha vadai, maishnah hacha suffix. Why is it by the mikvah? We apply the definite tumah status going back in time, as opposed to the story of the chavis of the truma, it's only a suffix. Or chanina, misura, there's no machlekes whatsoever. There are two positions here, two shitas that are talking. Mantana chavis or pshimini. True, according to the chachamim, in both cases, it's a vade concern. The reason why we only apply suffix by the chavis is Rabshimin speaking. Rabshimini, the legami mikvah nami is fake mashuli. Truthfully, he would say the same by the mikvah. That's only a suffix. Because he holds that even when it's, you know, a double factor against you, Tatal Yusa doesn't have a status of a Vata. At most, it's a Suffolk. It's not. The Sanya. We find that Ebraisa, which narrates the same story of the Mikvah, in this case, it brings in Reb Shimon's opinion as well. The Sanya. Mikvah Shinimdev in Tzachatzer. So they checked the Mikvah, turned out to be missing. Kala Taharas Nasu Agab. All the Taharas that were done on account of the Tvila in that Mikvah, I'm afraid, going back in time, irrespective of location, right? Be'mish Surah, Mish Sayacha Tmeos. They're Tamei Vadai. So that expresses the position of the Chachamim, who would apply the same thing with the question of the Truma on the barrel. Now comes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no. At most, it's a Suffolk. In fact, he says, B'shus Ram Tahiris. If the concern relates to something in the street, it's Tahir. as per the general rule that a suffik tumah in a public domain is treated as tahar. We learned from the Saita, we'll see later, a woman who went into a concealment with a stranger. In violation of her husband's warning. So she's considered to be tummy until, confirmed otherwise, until she drinks the waters, right? That's only because she went into a private area. She's a yachid. But otherwise, she's a rabbin, she's completely tar. So we extrapolate that formula from the site that we say, look, a suffix, tumma, is dependent on location. Location plays a role in determining the status of the tumma. She's a rabbin, it's tar. Shayachad, it's tummy. Says Rav Shimon here as well. Shimon, I'm Shisrab and Tahiris. This suffix with the mikvah. It relates to the Shisrab. Those Tahiris that were handled based on the tefillah and the mikvah, Atar, Shayachad, Toilim. If it happened in a private area, then it's not Tahir. We have to be concerned about a possible tumor. And the work explains. We turn to the next time. Ushneim loyalamdu alami soita. Both positions, both opinions, Rabban and Rav Shimon, are coming from soita. They both come from the same source. But they disagree on how to learn, how to compare it to the site. Rabbana Savri, Rabbana are of the position. Ki Saita. Let's compare it to the Saita. Ma Saita, just like by the Saita, Safaki, Asur Kavada, even though we're not sure what occurred. To Safik, whether she got really involved with that man or not. Va Asur Kavada. She was treated like a Vadai until otherwise determined by way of the drinking of the waters. Hachanami as well regarding this suffix tumhum. Suffix, it is a suffix true, but vasul kavada is treated like a vade tumhum. Ask the girl, what do you mean, hold it? If you're learning from Saita, Saita has a flip side as well. Location does play a role, which is Ram is tahar. And here we're not differentiating. If in fact you're coming from the Saita, Emo, we should learn all the way. Compare it to the Ki Saita. Ma Saita, just like over there, Birusha Saram in a public area, she's Tarachanami, resolved by the Safik Tuma. Birusha Saram, if it happened in the street, Tar, it should be Tar. And you're not differentiating. Location doesn't play a role. Why? Well, how could you compare? Hasam Shemstirahi. You know, the issue by the Saita is a totally different issue. There it's a matter of concealment. So, by definition, ustira, this idea of stira, is not applicable in a public area. Which is Rabban Lekka. There's no concept of stira, of going to hiding if it's in a public area. So, of course, she's unaffected. Here by the mikvah, it's a totally different set of elements here. We're talking about a fellow who was toivel, he touched something, he was tummy. It's a question of a missing mikvah. Shem Chasro. How does location play any role in that? Mali chaser b'shus a rabim. Mali chaser b'shus a yachad. What's the difference whether the missed the mikvah was in the street or in the private area? Well, b'chitema, perhaps based on that, then you'll negate the entire formula that we have throughout Shas. Many times we say, hakol safek tumah b'shus rabim tor. We do compare a tumah to saita. We say that a person, let's say, is not sure whether he touched something which makes him tummy. It depends where it is. Location is a factor. Private domain, you're tummy. Public area, you're tar. Why? Because of Saita. Apparently, we have no issue comparing Saita to other tumma issues. So why is this case of the mikvah different? Says the Gemara. And Tosafot says the Gemara could have gone straight to this point, but the Gemara wanted to sort of, discuss and make reference to the Saita to explain why it's compatible with Saita. In any case, the Gemara does conclude that here it's very different because of the double factor that compels us to apply Tuma Vadai, irrespective of location. Given the Katar Lerusa, since over here by the missing mikvah, you have two factors in the negative. Ke Vadai Tuma Dami. True. Of course, we will learn from Saita that location plays a role. But that's strictly when it's a safek tumah. You're not sure that I touched it or not. Location plays a role. That's the halacha that we learn from Saita. But not when it's a double whammy, when you have two strikes against you. You have a fellow who was known to be tummy, who attempted to use the mikvah, which was now discovered to be missing. Two factors against you, it's like a vadai. Yes, by a suffix, location plays a role, but not by a vadai. Kevadai tumah dami, in which case, we apply tumah retroactively. Reb Shima Savar, Reb Shima says no. Ki saita, we will compare to the saita. Meaning, as Tosis explains, despite the double, you know, negative factors, we still consider it a suffix, which gives us the license to compare it to the soita. Shem Sava ki soita, ma soita, just like by the soita, location is a factor, and therefore, Vishisarab Mitztar, Hachanamir as well, if the issue relates to Vishisarab, Hachanam, Vishisarab Mitztar. Fine. So that explains that. But let's go back for a second. Let's take note of Reb Shimon's full statement. He says, on the bottom line of Bezalel and Beis, Vishisarab Mitztaris. Okay, we've explained that. It's only a suffix, which allows us to compare to soito, suffix to which is ramastar. But the second part, which is a yachid, if it happened, which is a yachid, you would say it's tamei. No, he says toilet. It's only a suffix. What do you mean? It says the more ima soito. If you're coming from soito, you have to go all the way. Full comparison. Emo ki soito. You have to follow the soito formula entirely. Ma soito, just like over there, which is a yachid, tamei avadai. She's definitely tamei until she confirms otherwise, until she drinks the water, right? Hachanamir as well, with the missing mikvah, which is yachad, should be tamei avadai, not a suffix. Says the Machi Hashdi, you can't compare. The saita is worse off. Hach samisha glaim ladomer. Rashi says, glaim ladomer means a simon tumaiko. There's a strong indicator working to her detriment. It's worse off than the mikvah. You know why? Sharikina love in Istra. The husband warned her, and she went ahead anyways. So based on that, she acquires tumah status because there are indicators that in fact she's guilty. But here by the mikvah, you don't have any indications. Myra glamul dabiyku, you have no indications to tumah, and therefore in this case, as Reb Shimon, at most, we have a state of uncertainty. It's a suffix. So if it's truma, toilin. It's in a pending status. You can't eat it, but you can't burn it until. Vivoyi same another approach to explain Reb Shimon's position. How many times Reb Shimon? Gomar seif tuma mitchilas tuma. The reason why, according to Reb Shimon, when it's Shisrabi Yotar, in the case of the missing mikvah, he compares the end of the tumah process to the beginning of the tumah process. Now, what do we mean, the beginning and the end? There are two phases here. There's the initial tumah experience. He touched the tumah, he became tummy. And when there's a suffix on that, we know location plays a role. Where did it happen? The street, you're okay. In the house, you're tummy. And then there's seif tumah, the conclusion of the process. The release of the tumah, being relieved of the tumah by way of being toilet in the So it's pretty much all part of the same process. Just this is the beginning, this is the end. Reb Shimon compares notes. He says, just like at phase one, meaning when it's a question of whether I touched, whether I experienced the tumah, certainly location plays a role. That's what we learn from the Saita. Likewise, when it's a question, did I relieve myself of the tumah? Did I go into a valid mikvah? Did I purify myself of that tumah? There too, when there's a suffix, location plays a role, and if it's a shram yutar, he will compare soif tumah, the conclusion, the end of the tumah process, meaning the tefillah and the mikvah, with tchilas tumah from the beginning, from the question of touching the tumah to begin with. Ma tchilas tumah, just like the initiation of the process. When it's a question of, did I or did I not touch safek noga, safek noga, location is a factor, which is ram yutar, as we learn from the soita of soif tumah. Likewise, the conclusion, if it's a question of, did I lose that tumah, was I tovel? Safek tovel. Not sure that it was a tovel, suffix, loy tovel. If the question relates to the street, which is Ram Yutar. But Rabbanan, they respond no. Ach, Yashda, how could you compare? Ha, some gavr, b'cheskatar okay. Sure, if it's a question of, did I or did I not touch? Well, it's a question of tchila, tumah, I could fully understand. Now, you can't be metamim. If it was Rabbanan, because the man had an established status. He was Tahar. So you presume that that status carries on. He maintains that Tahara status. Hasam Gavra, the man, Bechez Kastar Goy, he stands in his Chez Kastar. misveika, on account of uncertainty, limachtin leituma. Limachtin leituma, we can't. Give him tumah status. Ha, but once a person was tainted by tumah, that's a question of, did he relieve himself of that tumah? It's a totally different story. Ha, gavar b'cheskas tumah kai, he already had a tumah status. So how can you undo that when you're not sure? Misfeika, on account of uncertainty, lemafkin lem tumah, you can't extract him of his tumah until you confirm that in fact it happened. Okay, so that's an interesting sort of side discussion on account of the reference to that story of the mikvah and the chavis. The more got into the whole discussion, sort of a side point, difference of opinion between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, to what extent we have the concerns and how it lines up with the Saita factor. But in any case, going back to our discussion, Maseches Nida, the woman who notices the dam, do we go back in time? Do we apply tumah retroactively or not? So let's just recap the sugya. We have the straightforward case of the isha that has a vest. That's the second part of the Mishnah. All agree da'yashata, since she had a chazaka that she only sees now. It's a pattern. It's a chazaka. We assume that it didn't happen prior to this moment, and she's torah until now. Da'yashata versus kol anoshim. Right, all women, meaning even women that do not have aves, so such and such a case, we have a three-way machlokes. She notices blood today, Shammai says. Concern only starts today going forward. And the reason for that, the Gemara gave, was because of the chazaka. Fact is, Isha was presumed to be Torah, so let's assume she maintained that status until the dam was discovered. Hillel, on the other hand, disagrees. He says, what do you mean? That's true when, you know, there's no reason to believe there was any issues, but by the Isha, where sooner or later there'll be blood introduced into the equation. It's just part of the regular mode of life. So in this case, you can't assume she was tar, definitively. And therefore, if you find dam today, we have to be very concerned that perhaps the dam was trapped in there for a while, going back until the last pekida, until the last examination. Chacham say it's going a bit too far. Let's not assume that it was held up that long. Rather, it's meis leis, or last examination, whichever window of time is shorter. We had a kasha from the story of the mikvah, where we do apply tumah vaday going back. The Gemara responded, that was tata l'r yusa, the double factor there, which compels us to apply tumah, which doesn't apply by the nida. And that explains why, according to Shammai, by the Nida, we're not concerned at all. We're going to Hillel and the Chachamim. We are concerned, but only suffix to him. We don't apply Yavadeh to him because it's not a title or Yusa. And the same exact Svara was applied to the case of the Chavis, the Truma as well. So it was found to be vinegar. We apply a Tumah going back. And the question was on Shammai. This was only on Shammai. Why is there a concern there, not over here? And the answer was, there we have two factors in the negative. We have the tevel, which was presumed to be tevel, and we have the sour wine, tatel reyusa. It's a whole different story, as opposed to nida, where it's only chadel reyusa because of the dam. We don't have any more than that, and therefore we can allow ourselves to be lenient and only be concerned going forward. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up from the next question, which was the question of the sheres that was found in the movie. Similar story, we have found an issue. The question is, was the issue there even prior to discovery? It's going to be a kasha, because there we say it is, and Shammai and the Mishnah is not concerned about going back in time. The question will be why the difference. Okay, all the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.